Good morning, everyone. This is Holly Berger, and today is Sunday, April 8th, 2012, and this is a free meditation call. If you would like to get more information about free meditation calls or my calendar or anything about my business, Lightworkers Alliance, please check my website. The address is lightworkersalliance.com. Lightworkersalliance.com. And thank you to everyone that's present on this call. Today is Easter morning, and the subject of renewal has come up quite a bit, but when I ask my guides about doing a meditation on renewal, regeneration, and things like that, they tell me to do a light raising. So we're going to do a light raising today, and we'll see what else comes up after we pull the guides in. I hope you can sit comfortably in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, maybe holding your favorite crystal, and take a deep breath. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around each person listening. We ask that this sacred space be sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within this sealed and sacred space, we allow only frequencies of pure Christ consciousness light, the most advanced forms of truth and unconditional love, and none other. We invoke the presence of our guides and angels, all appropriate ancestors, deities, all beings of light sent to us through the divine. We welcome them now in our sacred space, and we ask that all other frequencies leave. We release anything no longer serving us, anything carrying frequencies less than Christ consciousness light. As these things are exited, we ask that their exits and entrances be healed and sealed with light, and that they be taken onto their own highest outworkings. We release thought forms, entities, negative energies of any type. We ask that Archangel Michael come forth and bless us with a cord cutting. We cut all cords around us, above us, and below us, releasing them back to their creators and knowing that all energy is supplied to us through the divine and through our planet Earth. Within our sacred space, we ask for our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies to be blessed with pure Christ consciousness light for healing and clearing. We ask that Source help each of us to ground, sending our energy down into the Earth, connecting with the core of the Earth. We ask that we be given assistance in connecting to the I Am Presence, sending our energy up through the High Self all the way to the I Am Presence. In these vast pillars of light, we welcome all sorts of blessings and healings, each of us receiving energy that's appropriate for our individual needs and wants and desires. We ask for divine accordance, so that we can work with the highest and best good for each person involved. And as we meditate today, if necessary, we ask for oversoul connection so that we connect through the high self level. We are grateful to all of the light beings that are present with us. As we continue to elevate the frequencies in our pillars of light, we prepare for meditation today. With great gratitude, we open. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Remember to breathe deeply into your lungs. Imagine there is light around you that you breathe in, and imagine as you exhale, you release. As you release, imagine that light takes away all the things that need to go. For that healing, I have a prayer called Release Protocol, and I am going to read that for you now. Release Protocol. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, with gratitude, appreciation, and love, I ask that all things released during this meditation be surrounded with light and taken on to their own highest outworkings. Please heal and seal all exits and entrances used by any negative force or negative entity in any field, level, or layer of existence. Please help us to release any energies, frequencies, or thoughts that have attracted negativity in any form. We ask for assistance in holding a vertical frequency of light or the most appropriate alignment as we heal, surrender, and release. Please teach us to hold the frequencies of light available to us as each of us align further with the truth of whom and what we are. I clearly see I am light. And you may say that in your own mind. I clearly see I am light. Thank you and amen. And as we experience this beautiful release protocol, we will ask that Source bless every space within us, every place we release with light. Fill us with unconditional love and light, and help us feel that feeling of renewal and regeneration. Help us feel it all the way down to the very cells that create us, so that our organs and our bones and our muscular system, our brains, our chakras, all energy centers, every aspect of our being, from the most minute interior aspect to our largest exterior aspect, which is our physical bodies. Imagine that light is bubbling through you. And we will do a light raising now to assist you in sensing that light that bubbles through you. Imagine that in front of you on the floor, there is a pool of bubbling light. Use your mind and pictures that you can create from things that you know. Imagine that it's bubbling and dancing. Imagine that the light is effervescent. You might see a color or a symbol within it that is a special message for you. But mostly the light is white, maybe a yellowish tinge. Imagine it dancing and bubbling as if it is fueled by something. And when you sense what fuels this beautiful, bubbling, dancing light, you know it is the divine. Source, our creator, feeds this bubbling, dancing, beautiful light. And because it is the purest, truest essence, you know that you crave this light and you allow it to move towards you. And as it dances and bubbles, you allow it to move towards your feet. It will move through shoes and slippers and socks. It will move right to your toes, in between your toes, dancing and bubbling and entering into your skin. And you allow this beautiful dancing effervescent light in its purest, truest Christ consciousness form to move into your physical body. You allow it to move into your feet, filling your feet and into your ankles. You allow this light to dance and bubble and cleanse and clear and heal. And as it moves into your ankles, you allow it to begin moving up your legs. It dances and bubbles all around your feet now in a pool below you. And it has an intelligence of its own, and it knows that it is to merge with you and cleanse and clear and heal. As the light moves up your calves and your shins, it moves into your knees. The knees are said to be the knowledge centers of the ethereal body. The light will cleanse and align. It will activate energies for memory and, if necessary, forgetfulness, releasing anything that might worry or cause anxiety, and bringing in energies of beautiful, divine, happy light. As the light continues bubbling up from the floor to your knees, it will move into your strong thighs, filling your thigh bones, filling the muscles and tissue, the tendons, dancing and bubbling all the way around your legs. And as your legs completely fill with beautiful dancing, bubbling, clearing, healing, transmuting, effervescent, bubbling light, this light will begin to move into your body. As it moves into the lower part of your torso, the light will activate the root chakra. And as this chakra is activated, you may see a beautiful red energy flash out in every direction. It may flash out very, very wide. This is a sign of healing and clearing, cleansing. Allow the light to flash out and then move back into its calm, balanced state. As the light continues working with your root chakra, it will also move into the lower parts of your body. It will move into your pelvic bones, your hips, the hip sockets. It will move into the lower part of your intestines, your colon, all of your female organs or reproductive organs if you have them. It will move into the energy of anything that has been removed from surgeries, anything that has been removed for any reason, including genetics. As the energy moves into your body, it will move into your tailbone and begin to enter your spine. It will move up past the first chakra, dancing and bubbling, clearing and healing, reviving you. As it moves all the way up to your belly button, your second chakra is now filled and activated as it flashes out in every direction. You may see a beautiful orange color, healing, balancing, clearing. You may feel the connection between your root chakra and your second chakra, which is your sacral chakra. You may feel more organs and your belly and your lower back filling with light, bubbling and dancing. You may feel your lower spine aligning and healing. And as the light continues moving up, it will fill your stomach, your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, gallbladder. And as this happens, allow the light to move all the way up your spine to just below your ribs. Feel from the waist down your entire body, feet, legs, hips, all full of dancing, bubbling, effervescent light that is coming up from the floor, sent to you from your Creator, from the I Am Presence. The highest frequencies you can imagine, and know that the frequencies are even higher, so high that your mind doesn't recognize them, but your higher mind does. Allow yourself to surrender to new types of healing, recognition of your higher mind, discerning what is appropriate for you. In surrender, in relaxation, in choice, in consciousness. Beautiful, bubbling, effervescent, divine Christ consciousness light is healing you. As it continues moving up to just above the waistline, dancing and bubbling, beginning to enter your ribs, filling your spine even more so, it will enter your solar plexus. The light will activate your solar plexus, the will chakra, and you may see a beautiful yellow light flash out in every direction. Beautiful, divine, effervescent, bubbling light, activating the natural healing and alignment of your will center. The lower chakras working together, creating comfort through your root chakra, creativity through your second chakra, and consciousness of who and what you are through the will center. Joy and happiness are yours. Creation, the ability to create on this planet is yours. And as all of this energy settles into the consciousness of your being, as every cell and atom of your physical body, your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies are activated, cleansed, cleared, and healed, the light continues bubbling up, and it has such a yearning to heal you that it moves up even further. It's as if you can barely contain it. It moves up your spine to just behind your heart. It fills your ribs, the bones and cartilage. It moves into your physical heart as it fills your lungs. This beautiful dancing effervescent light is so powerful and so bubbly and so effervescent. Imagine that your arms raised in the air And as your heart chakra flashes out in every direction, you may see a beautiful green color. Imagine this energy clearing and cleaning the lymph nodes under your arms, blessing every bit of tissue, all levels of consciousness aligning in this moment for your divine healing. Imagine your surrender to patterns that have caused you illness or distress. Imagine forgetting things that no longer serve you. No process, no therapy, no thinking. Just release. Release as if you are emptying a bucket of trouble and sources filling it with light. Imagine everything that releases is transmuted by light. There are no worries about where it goes or what it does. It's transmuted into beautiful, divine, bubbling, effervescent light. In fact, it may return to the pool below you, bubbling up, filling your feet and your legs, and moving all the way up your body to your heart. And the light, excited once again, is moving into your shoulders, your collarbones, fills your rib cage and your lungs. And just at your neck, the light stops, because now it is focused on cascading down your arms. As your arms hang by your sides or relax, imagine the light filling them down to the elbows and into the forearms and into your hands. Imagine this dancing, bubbling, effervescent light as if you are wearing gloves. It moves in and out of every finger, fingernail, every hair. Imagine the healing centers that are at the palms of your hands being activated. The intelligence of the light is reminding you of your own healing abilities. Imagine all levels of your consciousness waking up. I remember I have healing abilities. Thank you. Imagine the consciousness of all of this bubbling light once again excited to fill you, moving back to just below your neck. Imagine the light dancing and bubbling in your thyroid area, and then moving up your neck to just below your chin. As your strong spine is completely filled all the way up your neck to the base of your neck, the base of your head, the light is completely filling your throat, your esophagus, your windpipe, and your throat chakra is activated. You may see a beautiful blue color shine out in every direction. And as this happens, you may feel healing and clearing for your voice. As the light continues bubbling up, it will fill your jawline, the base of your skull. It will fill your teeth, your tongue, your entire throat, all the way up into your nasal passages. Your sinuses cleared, healed, and balanced. Your nose, your cheekbones, and your ears. Filled with dancing, bubbling, effervescent light. Allow the light to move up into your skull and fill your brain, coming forward and filling your eyes and your forehead. As the light, in its most minute and intelligent way, cleanses and clears and heals. As your forehead fills with light and your pineal gland, your hypothalamus, and your thyroid, and all of your glands begin to work together, your third eye will be activated with the beautiful, bubbling Christ consciousness light. You may see a beautiful indigo color flash out in every direction. As your third eye, your sixth chakra, is stimulated, it will also heal and clear and release and align and bring you into consciousness of your own inner vision. Your brain is remembering in this very moment how to use your third eye in a most conscious and courteous way. You are remembering that you don't have to try to see things, that the vision is simply there for you, and the interpretation is easy through the divine. And if, as all this settles, as your vision and your voice and your heart and your will and your creation and your grounding all unite, a sense of self awakens within you. And within this sense of self, you begin to realize that something might be healing. In fact, something must be healing. Because within you, a consciousness is awakening. And before, there might not have been room for this consciousness to awaken, but now, because the light is so strong and the frequencies are so high, there is room for you to develop into the being that you truly are. And as you awaken to this level of consciousness, the light will bubble up within you, filling your entire physical body and activating your crown chakra. As this happens, you may see a beautiful violet color flash out in every direction. And as your crown chakra is activated, your consciousness of the unification of you and the divine becomes impossible to ignore. The sense that you have in this moment that you are one with the divine is not only developing, it is increasing. It is not only increasing, it is becoming your knowledge. Not a sense, not an awareness, a consciousness, a reality. As you allow your brain and your mind and your judgments and your worry to shift, every cell in your body opens up and receives the I Am Presence through the essence that you are. And as that light below you continues bubbling up, dancing through your body, it is even stronger now. It is joyous, excited, and it bubbles all the way up through your body until you become a great fountain of light. You are spewing light forth, coming out of the top of your head as if you are a great fountain. And because you are in a purity of essence in this moment, because your body is vibrating with Christ consciousness light, you begin to see that you are in a great pillar. That this light is not small or sacred or limited. It is huge. It is everything. It is everywhere. It is unlimited. When one uses their own conscious vision, the third eye vision connected with the physical vision, connected with the consciousness of unconditional love, one can see that each of us has a pillar of light. Look now at your pillar coming down from your feet. See that you have a grounding cord coming down from your feet that expands into a pillar and connects you all the way to the core of the earth. And if your vision can't see it now, then just trust that your guides are helping you with this. Trust that the light that you have created in this moment is healing and repairing and strengthening your grounding cord if necessary. Trust that you are anchored and connected deeply to the very core of our planet in the most appropriate way for your energy fields, for your productive life on this planet, for your agreements and contracts, for your work, for your community. You are connected, protected, embraced, and loved. And when you feel this connection, you know that it is now safe to move about on this planet in kindness, with forgiveness, with gratitude. You know that it is safe to release worries and anger and fear. And it is now commonplace for you to be happy all the time, to feel innate happiness bubbling up from within you because your family and your community is what you are grounded to. When you are grounded to the center of the earth, you are grounded to the unity of oneness through our planet. And as your consciousness settles with that, look above you at the beautiful light that's continuing to dance and bubble up. Use your third eye vision to imagine a beautiful crystalline cord of light that comes right out of your crown chakra. Imagine that this crystalline cord of light enhances and moves into a great pillar. And as it goes up, there are two lights. The first one above you is your high self. Your high self, your own team of light beings working with you every moment. It is as if you are the CEO of the corporation of you. And all you have to do is say, high self, please do the work. High self, I will take a vacation. I will receive. And I will give. But high self, keep me in alignment with unconditional love. Keep me in alignment with all that is good and pure and true. And in that alignment, I offer my service. In that alignment, I offer my service. In that protection, in that consciousness, in that unconditional love, I offer my service. Imagine that the light protects you from moving in directions that might harm you or cause you distress. Imagine that you move slowly as guided in your planetary existence. And imagine that that crystalline cord, with all of the information at your high self that's always there for you, continues to move up. And the beautiful light that's bubbling and dancing within you is also in this beautiful cord, expanded into a pillar of light. And if you let your imagination flow, you can imagine that above you there is a great central sun. And when your pillar of light joins this sun, and you are imagining it now, but it exists always, when it joins the great central sun, the I Am Presence, the creator of all things, it is no different than the substance you join with. It is no different. It is the essence of the I Am Presence. This can be called the place of no questions, because when you raise your frequency to connect with the I Am Presence, the unconditional love is so expansive and so enveloping that there are no questions. There are no worries. There are no wants. And as you merge with this energy, if your mind is saying things, just let yourself go. Don't worry. Creator will always bring you to the frequency that is most appropriate for you to experience in this divine moment. And if you meditate again and again, if you visit this energy again and again, you will find that each time you are able to access more light, higher frequencies, more unconditional love, you are able to access incredible healing, alignment, nurturing. With your faith, with your discipline, you will find that Christ consciousness light does not evade you, that it embraces you. And the more you recognize this light, the more you will find that it was never far away. And as you bring your consciousness all the way back down to your physical body, you may not notice a difference. You may see that you yourself are made of the same stuff. The same dancing, bubbling, effervescent light exists within your cells and within your cellular memory. And it is your job here on this planet to access that consciousness within your cells, access it, and be it. Be it for yourself, be it for others. Today is the perfect day to begin blessing and healing and existing as the vibration that you are. This does not mean you have to go about the planet doing things, forcing people into decisions that they don't want to make. Someone who chooses to be ill may not be touched by the light that you carry. But if you vibrate the frequencies and if you align yourselves in service, you will find that people will ask you questions, or they might just cuddle up beside you and absorb some of your light. And that moment of stillness that you offer someone may be more healing than your mind can fathom. It may be the best gift that you can give. So remember, the truest gift you can give humanity or any person on this planet is your own essence, your own vibration, your own truth. And the calling that you have is always to be who you are. The calling is always to be your divine light, to emanate, to be the beacon of light that you are, and to vibrate at the highest frequency that's comfortable for you in that moment. And as we offer ourselves in service as light workers, we have paths on this planet. We have jobs. We may have a vehicle we drive or people we're in contact with that we don't necessarily like. But that is okay, because humanness and divinity can be merged, and we can practice. And through our practice, we can teach. And through our teaching, we can assist the divine in spreading. And we don't give the divine, we just help others recognize that what we carry, they also carry. That what we bubble up with, what we emanate, is the same stuff they are made of. Every cell, every pure essence within the physical body is potential for each person that is in resistance. So for today, we ask that those in resistance be blessed with relief, that they be blessed with relief to release their resistance, to surrender, and to find their own grounding, their own connection to the divine. We pray that we can be beacons of light, that we can vibrate and shine, that we can forgive and have compassion and be at one. And within this oneness, we ask that Source assist us in aligning all aspects of our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies for the happiest, most divine existence. We ask that we be blessed with perfect happenings, green lights on the roads and in life, alignment, beautiful serendipitous alignments that we know are created through the alignment of Christ consciousness of light. We ask that each person be blessed with unconditional love of the highest accord. We ask that each person be blessed with all appropriate things for their wants, needs, and desires, seeing themselves healthy, happy individuals, interacting with others, creating better movements on the planet, peace, ease, and comfort, aligning always with truth and unconditional love. And as you are still highly vibrating with your pillar of light, imagine that this light begins to calm as you recognize that you have chosen a third dimensional life on planet Earth, and ask for the divine to help you appropriate your frequencies for your comfort and your grace for this day. We ask that all appropriate happenings unfold for each person listening in the most graceful, peaceful, and comfortable way. We ask that each person be blessed with divine interactions, complete satisfaction, and a little extra energy to help each of us see divinity in something today. Whether it be a child or a flower, a blade of grass, the form of a cloud, maybe we will read a poem or a book or have a conversation, and each person will be blessed with one moment of seeing the divine threaded into an experience on this day. We ask that Source help each of us to ground and bring our frequencies to a very comfortable level. We are grateful for the beautiful light that has been present for this light raising and for this meditation. Breathe deeply back into your physical bodies And if you continue this meditation, please do a grounding exercise at the end. For now, we will ask that Source bless each person in the most appropriate way, helping them to release the sacred space around them and all the beings of light that have been called forth. We know some of them will stay with us, and we are so very grateful for our guides, angels, and all of the beautiful teachers that assist us. We separate from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul. And in great gratitude, we close our meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Breathe deeply back into your body. Thank you all so much for listening and holding your presence and your energy here today. I hope you have a beautiful day with lots of light rewards, lots of visions of the universe and small things. Thank you. Namaste.